Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How can we prepare teens to succeed in higher education? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Dr. Alex Chediak believes success comes for those with character, a strong faith, and a willingness to delay gratification. We learned life lessons no matter what our education level, as Chediak discussed his latest book, Preparing Your Teens for College, Faith, Friends, Finances, and much more. He took on the tricky question, how can we train our kids in a way that leads to real maturity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's incumbent upon parents to give their teens a big vision of adult life, a positive vision, to see the teen years as basically apprenticeships for adulthood, and helping them see, okay, you are biologically male, a man or a woman, and you're not ready to go into the world as a man or a woman yet, but it's our job to train you for that and prepare you for that. So in so doing, we as your parents are going to be your instead of controlling, we're going to coach you and mentor you instead of trying to treat you like a child. I think it's very easy as parents to want our kids to stay young because we like the days in which they're, that their mind isn't going to question us as much. They're maybe going to do what they're told to do, and they're not going to kind of be their own person. It's easy to treat a teen as if they're a child. And I think helping your teen to take initiative is about stepping back into a role of a coach and a mentor instead of controlling. And instead of trying to protect them from everything, we do want to protect them, but we don't want to protect them at the expense of stunting their development as adults and preventing them from cultivating their own sense of responsibility. So what I'm saying is avoiding the helicopter parenting technique where we kind of step in and do things for them. Developing their initiative is telling them, you know what, you're responsible to start for more areas of your life now. We're going to give you more freedoms, but we're going to expect more responsibility in exchange. We're going to expect you to get your homework done without being told to do it. We're going to expect you maybe to take more of a burden around the house. Maybe you're going to have more chores to do around here, and you're going to have to do them without being reminded. Helping them to be a self-starter, helping them to be somebody who is kind of self-directed and does the right thing because they know it's right, instead of just being told to do it. So I think that it takes years to develop it, but it's about coaching and mentoring and not so much controlling and protecting, if that makes sense.
Sure.